This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Moneymaker, the podcast that gives you the tools to enrich your life in every sense of the word. I'm your host, Nelly Galan. Let's get started. So the other day, I was at this incredible event that Damon John, my friend, had for all these entrepreneurs from all over the country who were having like group therapy together. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. And he very generously invited me to come. And I had a beautiful conversation with one woman in particular who was from China. And she's come to the United States and she started a business. And she asked Damon and me, how did we rise up and find our voice in the United States, coming from, in my case, another country, and in his case, from the African-American community. And I had a very incredible aha when she said that, because I realized why she was asking that. And the reason I knew why she was asking that is because when my book came out, it came out also in Mandarin. China bought the book. And I've toured China twice. And I've spoken in China about my book. And I said to her at the time, I really understand why you're asking me that, because when you go to China, which, by the way, is a very first world country, and as we know, maybe in so many ways, it's beaten us in so many ways, and we know we have issues with China, but when you go there, you go, oh my God, it's like 2078 there, and we're living in 2023, let me just tell you. But what I realized is that when you're in a country of all like people, and when there are billions of all like people, it's very hard to stand out, especially when the regime you live in tells you from a young age, we think you should be a doctor. We think you should be this based on your intelligence. They kind of profile you and sort of guide you in that direction. And then you're kind of profiled into that space. And I think what she was talking about is how in life do you pull yourself to be seen? And it made me realize how lucky we are in this country in that moment with that conversation with her, because I said to her, you know, I realized that even though we have a lot of problems here in a country that is truly the melting pot, because we have every color, every religion, every immigrant from all over the world, and that has created a lot of problems. And we all don't think the same way. We're not all going in the same direction. So we have a very split country. But it made me realize that the beauty of this country is that people that are different, people that think different, people that have a point of view, in a weird way, I'm not saying it's easy, but we can stand out. We can hold up our hand and have our own voice. And we can create our own niche, our own lane, our own road with our own customers that are like us. And it was the first time that I connected really the dots of what I had seen in China and a real person coming to America who's used to being in a country where they're not seen and they can't stand out. And it's so difficult to be original when everyone follows suit. And so I thought, how lucky are we that we forget that the gift we're given, even when we all are thinking differently and it's chaotic and it's crazy, is that we get the privilege of individualism and the privilege of creativity, that we get to design the life that we want, and that our uniqueness allows us to stand out and stand up and find our place in this country and in our own businesses and in our own wealth, in our own way. How incredible.
Moneymaker is a production of Money News Network. Moneymaker is written and hosted by me, Nelly Galan. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Thanks for listening. See you next time.